由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. I'm glad you joined us again.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好高兴你能够收听我们这个节目《天路导向》。
Tonight, I want to talk to you about peace.
今天呢，我很想跟你讲一讲有关于和平这个的话题。
This is a very important subject.
和平这个话题呢，是一个非常非常重要的主题来的。
But I want to begin by telling you an observation that I have.
但是在讲和平之前呢，我想先跟你讲讲有关于呢我看到一个的现象。
In an art gallery in Florence, Italy,
在意大利的佛罗伦斯有一间的画廊里面，
You will find two paintings side by side.
你呢就会看见呢有两幅的画是并排这样挂在这里的。
On the surface, the two paintings look very similar.
从表面上去看呢，这两幅画看上来呢是很相似的。
But on a closer examination, they are complete contrast.
但是当你仔细地观察这两幅画呢，它们其实是完全相反的。
One picture has a stormy sea.
其中一幅呢是充满了风暴的一个的海面。
A wild waves.
当时海面呢是巨浪翻腾的。
And fierce lightning flashing across the sky.
天空那里呢亦都是有很多的电光雷电交加。
And in the midst of the raging waters.
咁而在这个惊涛骇浪的海水之中呢，
You see the face of a drowning man.
你就会见到呢一个就来浸死的人。
And on his face is an expression of despair.
在这个就来浸死的人的面上面呢，也都展现了是一种很绝望的表情。
On the other painting,
而在另一幅的画上面呢，
You will see the same ocean tossing, with violent tempests.
你也都会呢是见到同样的海洋，同样呢都是在狂风巨浪之中的。
But in the midst of the waters, you find a huge rock.
但是在这一幅画里面呢，那个海的中央呢，你就看见有一块很大的石头。
Against that rock, the white-capped breakers dash in vain.
这块大石头有什么特别呢？就是这块石头呢，是稳如泰山的，任由那些海浪冲击呢，那个石头依然都是很安稳的。
And in the crevice of the boulder.
咁而喺呢块大石嘅裂缝嗰度咧，
There is a pigeon that is sitting on her nest.
就有一只嘅鸽子咧，系安躺喺佢嘅窝里边。
Quiet and undisturbed by the wild fury of the elements.
呢一只嘅鸽子咧，佢系非常之平静，系完全咧冇被周围嘅环境、周围嗰啲嘅狂风巨浪咧系影响到佢嘅。
And the title of the picture was "Peace in the Stormy Sea."
而呢一幅画，即系话呢个鸽子系安躺喺佢嘅窝里边，喺一块大石上边嗰个裂缝嗰度嘅呢一幅画咧，佢嘅题目咧就系《怒海中的宁静》。
Peace is what every heart wants.
宁静呢是每一颗的心灵都很向往的。
Most people identify with the painting of the drowning man in the storm rather than with the dove in the crevice of the boulder.
我们大部分人呢看见这两幅画的时候呢，大多数人呢都会是对第一幅画，即是画里面呢有一个就来要浸死的在巨浪之中的那个人呢，我们会比较认同这个人，而不是呢那个在大石裂缝之中的那只鸽子的。
When the world talks about peace, they are not talking about biblical peace.
当这个世界的人他们在这里谈论和平的时候呢，他们并不是讲着圣经所讲的和平。
They are not talking about the peace of God.
他们并不是讨论属神的和平。
They are talking about a truce that gives the warring faction enough time to reload their weapons.
他们所说的呢是休战的条件，好让呢敌对的势力呢是有足够的时间呢能够呢是重新的武装自己。
There is one problem with this philosophy.
这一种的哲学，即是说这一种的讲优战条件，遇到敌对的势力呢就要有足够时间去武装自己，这一种的哲学呢是有一个问题的。
When you put the self first,
当你呢是凡事都以自己为首的时候呢，
Peace comes last.
那和平呢就将会呢在你那个的优先序里面呢是放到最后了。
When you put self first,
而当你是以自我为优先的时候呢，
you will have a strife, division, hatred and war.
那你呢就会是产生斗争、分裂、仇恨和战争了。
And the seventh beatitude is an invitation by the Prince of Peace to all his disciples to be imitators of him.
而主耶稣的第七个宣言，即是他在登山宝训里面所讲的第七个的宣言呢，就是说到和平的君王呢正在邀请他所有的门徒都来效法他。
It is an invitation to be ambassadors for his peace.
这个呢是他对他的门徒的一个邀请，要他的门徒呢是成为和平的大使。
It is an invitation to be messengers of his peace.
是邀请他的门徒呢成为传扬他和平信息的使者的。
However, we cannot do that unless we have received his peace.
但是除非我们接受了主耶稣所赐的和平，如果不是呢，我们是做不到这个的和平使者的。
One of the famous British writers said,
一位著名的英国的作家呢这样说，
God cannot give us happiness and peace apart from himself.
他说神没办法给我们在他以外的平安喜乐。
There is no such thing.
其实呢根本就没有这一种的在神以外的平安喜乐的。
I want to divide this beatitude into three segments.
我想将这一个的宣告，即是说在主的宣言里面第七句是分为三个部分去讲。
First,
首先要讲的呢就是
The tariff of peace,
是和平的代价。
Secondly,
其次要讲的呢就是
The truth and peace,
真理和和平。
Thirdly,
第三样要讲的呢就是
The trophy of peace,
和平的奖赏。
Let us start with the tariff of peace.
首先呢，我们先讲一讲是和平的代价。
Colossians 1:19 tells us,
在新约圣经的哥罗西书一章十九至二十节呢，那里告诉我们听。
It tells us that Jesus made peace with his bloodshed on the cross.
那里说耶稣在十字架上面所流的血呢，成就了和平。
God places a high tariff on peace.
神为了和平呢，是付上了很昂贵的代价的。
God is the God of peace.
神是赐平安的神。
God wants his people to be peacemakers.
神呢，亦都很希望他的子民，即是我们呢，是能够成为使人和睦的人。
And he tells us that peace is not cheap.
他话俾我哋听咧，和平并唔系廉价嘅。
Peace always has a price。
和平系总会咧系有一个代价嘅。
And the price of God's provision for our peace was the blood of His Son。
而为咗让到我哋能够得到和平咧，神就付出咗好重嘅代价。佢付出咗乜嘢嘅代价呢？就係付出咗佢儿子耶稣基督嘅宝血啦。
When God wanted to break the barrier between us and Himself,
当神要去拆除我哋同佢之间嘅嗰个因为罪而形成咗嘅障碍咧
，He had to pay the highest price possible。
佢咧就一定要竭尽佢嘅所能去付出最高嘅代价。
His only begotten Son，
就系佢嘅独生爱子啦。
When you and I try to break any barrier that is erected by sin and disobedience，
当你同埋我系试图去打破因为罪同埋唔信服所形成嘅障碍嘅时候咧
，There is a tariff to be paid。
咁咧，我哋亦都需要系付上一个代价嘅。
When sin erects a barrier between us and God，
当罪在我们和神之间是树立了一些障碍呢
Repentance is the tariff.
悔改呢就是这个代价了。
When sin erects a barrier between a husband and a wife,
当罪在夫妻之间是树立了障碍呢
Humility and asking for forgiveness is the tariff.
谦卑并且是请求对方宽恕呢就是一个代价了。
When sin builds a wall between two believers,
当罪在两位信徒之间树立了障碍呢
Humility and confession is the tariff.
谦卑认错就是代价了。
So for any peace to occur, there has to be a price that must be paid.
所以为了达成和平呢是一定要付上代价的。
Sometimes that price is vulnerability and brokenness.
有时这个代价是被攻击、被破碎。
Sometimes that price is submission and surrender when you don't feel like it.
有时这个代价意味着即使自己不愿意亦都要是屈服和投降。
Sometimes the price is obedience when you don't want to obey.
有时这个代价是你不愿意服从的时候仍然要服从。
To be a peacemaker is to be willing to pay the price of building bridges.
要成为一个使人和睦的人呢就必须愿意付上建立桥梁所要付的代价。
To be a peacemaker is to be willing to pay the price of taking the blame.
要成为使人和睦的人就必须愿意付上承担罪责的代价。
In the old Jewish weddings,
在古代犹太人的婚礼上面呢
they always lift up a glass.
他们总是会举起一个的玻璃杯。
And they allow it to fall to the ground and be shattered into atoms.
然后呢让这个杯跌在地上面是跌到烂晒。
Pointing to the fragments, the couple is always exhorted to guard jealously the sacred relationship into which they have entered.
看着这些烂晒的玻璃碎呢就劝诫一对的新人呢要极力的去保守他们神圣的夫妻关系。
Why?
为什么这样做呢
Because once it is fractured, they said it can never be restored.
因为当这个的关系破裂了就好像个杯一样是没办法再复原回的。
However, in the New Testament, we know that because of the cross, a fractured relationship can be restored again and again.
但在新约里面我们知道藉着十字架我们同神破裂了的关系呢可以重新修补返。
For at the cross, all of humanity's hatred and all of humanity's anger were vented against God.
因为在十字架上面人类所有的憎恨所有的愤怒都是呢向神发泄了。
At the cross, through pain, God bought peace.
神在十字架上面通过痛苦带来了和平。
At the cross, through the shedding of an innocent, holy, and pure blood, we were able to be reconciled with God the Father.
在十字架上面，主耶稣流出他无罪的圣洁的鲜血，使到我们能够和天父和好。
And that is why Isaiah 32:17 said,
这个就是为什么以赛亚书32章17节那里说
That the work of righteousness shall be peace.
公义的果效必是平安。
Jesus said in John 16:33,
耶稣在约翰福音16章33节都讲
These things I've spoken to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good courage. I have overcome the world.
他说，我将这些事情告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
And that is why the one who does not belong to Jesus Christ can neither have peace, nor be at peace, nor become a peacemaker.
所以一个不属于耶稣基督的人呢，不单止没有办法得到平安，没有办法同人和平相处，也都没有办法成为一个使人和睦的人。
Jesus Christ is the tariff of peace.
耶稣基督就是和平的代价
了。Secondly, we come to the truth.And peace.
第二点呢，我们要来讲讲真理和和平。
Peace at any price is not a biblical peace.
需要讨价还价的和平呢，并不是圣经所讲的和平。
When God's truth is compromised, you will only have a false peace.
如果在神的真理上面妥协呢，那你只能够拥有虚假的平安。
You see, people can stop fighting without righteousness or truth.
要知道呢，啲人可以唔讲正义或者真理，但系呢就停止咗争斗嘅。
But they cannot live peaceably without righteousness and truth.
不过佢哋唔能够脱离正义同埋真理嚟去和平相处。
When truth is applied,
当真理系实践咗出嚟嘅时候呢，
it will not only put an end to conflict.
不单止可以停止冲突，
But it will also administer the healing of love.
更加呢，是用爱来去医治那些伤痛。
The peace of God,
从神而来的平安，
which is based upon God's truth,
是基于神的真理，
will not only stop war,
不单止呢，能够停止战争，
but it replaces it with joy.
亦都能够咧用喜乐嚟替代战争。
The peace of God,
神嘅平安
，which is based upon God's truth,
系基于神嘅真理。
Will not only expose sin,
唔单止咧系能够揭发嗰啲嘅罪恶
，but it will produce goodness and righteousness,
更加会咧系产生良善同埋正义。
Man's peace is only a cessation of hostility.
人的和平呢，只能够是停止彼此的敌对。
But God's peace is the building of unity.
但是神的和平呢，却是能够促进合一的。
Man's peace is only a cold war.
人类的和平只能够形成冷战。
But God's peace is a warm friendship.
但是神的和平呢，却是温暖的友谊来的。
Man's peace is only a temporary truce.
人类的和平只是暂时的休战。
But God's peace is permanent tranquility.
但是神的和平呢，却是永远的宁静。
Why?
为什么这样讲呢？
Because God's peace is built upon God's truth.
因为神的和平是建基于神的真理的。
Because until hatred is resolved,
因为除非能够解除人类的仇恨，
disagreement will merely go underground.
否则呢，分歧的意念呢，始终都只是呢，会是潜伏在暗处那里的。
Until jealousy is dealt with,
除非能够对付人的嫉妒，
fighting will be temporary on hold.
斗争呢，亦都只不过是暂时停了一阵而已。
Until selfishness is controlled,
除非人的私心是得到控制，
enmity will break out again and again.
否则呢，人类的敌意呢，是会一次又一次这样爆发出来的。
When James described God's wisdom in James 3:17, he said,
在雅各书的三章十七节那里，雅各呢描述神的智慧的时候呢，这样说，
It is first pure, then peaceable.
他说先是清洁，后是和平。
God's way to peace is through purity.
神促成和平的方法呢是通过清洁的。
Not compromise or pretending.
而不是呢通过妥协或者是伪装的。
It is not surprising, therefore, that Jesus first said, Blessed are the pure in heart, and then he said, Blessed are the peacemakers.
难怪耶稣先说清心的人有福了，然后先说使人和睦的人有福了。
Any two people cannot be at peace until they expose the wrong attitudes to the truth of God.
人和人之间不能够和平相处，除非他们在神的真理面前承认自己错误的心态。
Any two people cannot be at peace until they expose the cause of conflict to the light of God's truth.
人和人之间不能够和平相处，除非他们在神的真理的光照底下坦诚地面对产生斗争的原因。
The psalmist says,
诗篇的作者这样说，
Righteousness and peace have kissed each other.
公义和平安彼此相亲。
Jesus said in Matthew 10:34,
而在马太福音十章三十四节呢，耶稣亦都话，
Do not think that I have come to bring peace into the earth, but sword.
他话：你们不要想我来是叫地上太平，我来并不是叫地上太平，乃是叫地上动刀兵。
Now those who are looking for contradictions in the Bible immediately point their finger and say, see, there's a contradiction.
那些很喜欢在圣经里面找矛盾的人呢，即刻就会指着这里说，你看这里不是很矛盾吗？
On the one hand, Jesus said, I bring no peace. And on the other hand, he says, blessed are the peacemakers.
一方面耶稣说，我不是叫地上太平，但另一方面他又说，使人和睦的人有福了。
There is nothing contradictory about this.
其实呢是没有什么矛盾的。
The peace that Jesus came to bring,
耶稣所带来的和平，
is not peace at any price.
并不是讨价还价的和平。
There has to be a resistance before peace can come.
在我们得到和平之前呢，是一定有反抗的力量的。
There will be opposition before harmony becomes a reality.
要实现和谐之前呢，是一定有反对的势力的。
There will be strife before God's peace.
在神的和平来到之前，一定会有冲突的。
To be a peacemaker on God's terms, you must be a peacemaker on God's terms of truth and righteousness.
要按照神的标准，成为一个使人和睦的人呢，你就一定要按照神的真理和公义来去使人和睦。
It is like the surgeon's scalpel.
这个呢就好像那些外科医生的手术刀一样。
It must cut before it heals.
是一定呢要先开刀，然后才能够治疗的。
Jesus never avoided confronting the wrongdoing for the sake of peace.
耶稣为了寻求和平，从来都不逃避任何错误行为所带来的对抗。
The tariff of peace.
这个就是和平的代价了。
There can be no peace without the truth of Jesus Christ.
而没有耶稣基督的真理就不会有和平了。
Thirdly,
第三点，
we will look at the trophy of peace.
我们来看看和平的奖赏。
Those who are peacemakers shall be called the children of God.
使人和睦的人呢，将会被称为神的儿子。
They shall be recognized by their daddy's characteristics.
那些人呢，会看得出他们是有天父的性情的。
They shall be called their daddy's girls or boys.
他们被称为天父的女儿或者是儿子。
Like your daddy, who is a peacemaker, you too, when you help spread the peace of God, will truly be called child of God.
就好像天父促成了和平， 当你将神的和平散布开去的时候，你就真是神的儿子了。
Jesus' followers are the apple of God's eye.
耶稣的跟随者是神眼中的瞳人。
The apple of the eye is the corner of the eye.
而眼睛的瞳人呢，就是眼角膜了。
Which is the most sensitive part.
亦都是眼睛最敏感的部位。
It is the most protected part of the eye.
它是眼睛最需要保护的地方。
That is how God's children are to him.
神看祂的儿女呢，亦都是这么重要的。
He is most sensitive about his children.
祂最在乎祂的子女。
He is most protective of his children.
亦都会最周全地去保护祂们。
Those who attack God's children don't know that they are poking God in the eye.
那些攻击神儿女的人呢，不知道自己正是在督紧神的眼睛。
When Jesus appeared to Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus,
当扫罗在去大马色的路上呢，耶稣向他显现。
He did not say to him, "Why are you persecuting the church?"
耶稣并不是问他，为什么你迫害我的教会？
He said to him,
耶稣跟他说，
Why are you persecuting me?
你为什么逼迫我呢？
According to Psalm 56 and verse 8,
根据诗篇56篇第八节，
God puts the tears of his children in a bottle.
神是会将他的子女的眼泪装在皮袋里面。
This means not a drop of their tears will be unimportant to God.
这个就意味着对于神来讲，没有一滴眼泪是不重要的。
Don't ever take the privilege of calling God our Father for granted.
千祈不要看小我们可以称呼神为我们的天父这一项的特权。
As we seek to be peacemakers,
当我们寻求成为一个使人和睦的人的时候，
As we seek to reconcile men and women to God,
当我们想要劝导人同神和好的时候，
As we seek as much as possible to live in peace with all people,
当我们尽一切的努力去同人和平共处的时候，
We often find that people may treat us the way they have treated our Lord.
我们就会发现，啲人对待我们就好像对待我们的主一样。
They may misunderstand us.
他们可能会误解我们，
and will not honestly seek the truth.
不愿意诚实地去寻求真理。
They may condemn us and crucify us.
他们可能会咒诅我们，将我们钉在十字架上面。
Remember this.
但是请你记住这一点。
Hatred blinds people.
憎恨使人盲目。
But love enlightens.
但是爱使人得到启发。
Your heavenly Father wants you to be like him, a peacemaker.
你的天父好希望你能够似他，成为一个使人和睦的人。
Will you ask him?
你愿意向他祈求吗？
Say, Lord Jesus, make me to be a peacemaker.
跟他说，主耶稣，让我成为一个使人和睦的人。
Until we meet next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次节目时间再见。